From the White House Press Corps, Matt Spitalnik of Reuters.
Yes, thank you. There was some friendly banter between you two gentlemen on the tarmac today about red lines, and I'm wondering how much of a serious matter that actually became in your talks and will be in the talks, your talks to come tonight. President Obama has said it will take Iran at least a year to build a bomb. That's months longer than Prime Minister believes. Mr. President, are you asking the Prime Minister to be more patient, to hold off for at least a year on any kind of military action against Iran? Mr. Prime Minister, has President Obama's words, have they convinced you of that he is putting forth the credible military threat that you have repeatedly asked for, or does he need to go further? Thank you.
Maybe why don't you go take a first swing at this?
First of all, there are so many strips of different colors on the tarmac that we did have a joke about that, but obviously this matter is no joke. It relates to our very existence and to something also that the president correctly identifies as a grave strategic threat to the United States and to the peace and security of the world. I'm absolutely convinced that the president is determined to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons. I appreciate that. And I also appreciate something that he said, which I mentioned in my opening remarks, that the Jewish people have come back to their own country to be the masters of their own fate.
Past behavior indicates that, in the words of or a play on words on what Ronald Reagan said, we can't even trust yet, much less verify. But we do have to test the proposition that this can be resolved diplomatically. And if it can't, then I've repeated to Bibi what I've said publicly, and that is that we will leave all options on the table in resolving it.
Your assessment.
One Israel, Ayala Hasson.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. President. On your way back to Washington on Friday, what will you consider?